Time for a Boomer sit-in today, and a very timely one at that, brought to you by Omaha's Water Store, just north of Fort on 103rd, off 103rd Street. It is clean, fresh water, and they'll fill your gallon jug right there on the spot. Come try it. Omaha's Water Store, you will literally taste the difference. And you can come get your water or have it delivered each week to your office or home. Check Omaha's Water Store on their Facebook page for specials, and they are the exclusive water of the sit-in here on the Boomer Radio Network. And our sit-in today is one that we've had him requested for a while. He has a fan club out there. You didn't realize you had a fan club out there.
It might have been my wife. I'm not sure.
It was not your wife. It is Sarpy County Sheriff Jeff Davis.
Hey, thank you, Jack. I'm just glad to be here. Really look forward to it.
Yeah. So how many people do you have that are a member of your fan club, and who's the president?
You know, I don't know. I've got to look that up when I get out of here. I'm going to start charging money for that, I think.
I think you could. Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of timely because when we scheduled you in, I'm not sure we realized that this was...
Peace Officer Memorial Week.
Peace Officer Memorial Week. So
that's fantastic. I mean, I knew it was coming up. Timely like that. I didn't know if you guys knew it or not, but it's actually the week that they honor the fallen officers from the year prior. And this year it was 264 law enforcement officers lost their life in the line of duty. Usually that happens in person in Washington, D.C. because of COVID. That's being delayed. But like tonight, they have a virtual candlelight service. We just ask people to try and remember those officers that died in the line of duty trying to protect you and I.
Yeah, yeah. Who locally, who are we remembering?
Well, there was a state trooper that was killed in a traffic accident.
That was out in the panhandle?
Right, in the panhandle. Right. Mm-hmm. And then the investigator for Lincoln.
Herrera
that was Herrera. Shot earlier. Yeah. And they were both put on the wall yesterday in Grand Island. So.
Mm. And I hear Officer Herrera's son has now joined law enforcement.
That's what I heard, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. Great news.
That is great news. Sheriff Jeff Davis here, our Boomer sit-in today. And how long have you been in law enforcement?
This October, it'll be 48 years. A long time.
Yeah, yeah. When did you decide you wanted to go into that line of work?
You know, I worked... I actually was on a volunteer fire department to begin with, and then I became a dispatcher for Sarpy County when I started. And then shortly thereafter, I just became a deputy, and I've gone from there. And obviously, it was a long time ago. Uh-huh. And I made it, I think, back in 2005. I was appointed sheriff. I'm very fortunate that that happened to me, and I just love it. It's great.
So you've been sheriff, you know, for 16 years.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Is that an elected position in Sarpy County? That's probably a stupid question, but I think it is.
It is.
Yeah.
I hope all those people that called in voting for me, too. So.
Let's talk about where you grew up a little bit.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Bellevue. I went to St. Mary's grade school, Daniel J. Gross High School.
Mm-hmm.
So that's obviously back in the late 60s, early 70s. I was in the first class at Gross High School, so it was kind of neat. It was just freshmen, then freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. So nobody was putting us in garbage cans because we were always the lead class.
Yeah, yeah. What did mom and dad do?
My mom was a full-time homemaker, and she was busy. Five of us kept her extremely busy.
So you're one of five.
Yes, I am. Three brothers and a sister. My dad was in the Seabees in the Navy, and then after that, he became a postman, and he did that for well over 30 years.
Mm-hmm. So. What theater did he serve in?
He went in the Korean War, and he was in the Philippines, and actually helped build the landing strip there. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, those were all guys. The Seabees, they could do anything.
They could do anything, that's right.
Did he carry that through his whole life?
Yeah, he did. We kept in touch with the Seabees, have some CB memorabilia. He passed away not too long ago, and so we kind of got some of that stuff out. But
Yeah. Did he ever build a landing strip in the backyard for you?
No, didn't do that.
No. Never did that. Let's talk about music that you grew up listening to because your parents were enjoying it.
Yeah, I think my mom and dad together, their favorite song was You Send Me by Sam Cooke.
Uh-huh.
And then... when my father passed away, I remember looking in at the records that he had among them was, I think, his favorite, was Eddie Arnold, The Cattle Call. And we actually played that, or my sister had it played at his funeral as everybody was walking out. It was really kind of neat.
I just can't imagine. It's got to be one of the only times Eddie Arnold Cattle Call has been played.
I figured that would be.
At a funeral service, yeah. Pretty unique.
It was.
Pretty unique. Well, let's play one for Mom and Dad both.
All
one
right.
One that they liked. And Sam Cook and You Send Me. It's a Boomer Sit-In today with Sheriff Jeff Davis from Sarpy County.
Darling, you send me. Honest you do, whoa, you thrill me, I know you thrill me, darling, you thrill me, honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa. Take you home.
Cook, You Send Me on the Boomer Radio Network. Boomer Sit-In today with Sheriff Jeff Davis from Sarpy County, and that was one of your mom and dad's favorites. Did they slow dance to that?
Yes, they did. Quite often.
So it was a great memory of them. And
It was.
Yeah. Did they dance a lot?
They did dance a lot. In fact, they started roller skating dancing in the beginning, yeah, but they loved to dance.
Did that carry through to you?
No, I'm not very good at dancing.
No.
You don't want to see me on roller skates, and you probably don't want to see me dance.
We won't see the sheriff out dancing anytime soon. You brought me a couple of really nice, I call these medallions?
No, they're challenge coins.
They're challenge coins. Okay, well, tell me about what am I looking at here?
Well, that first one you've got there in your right hand, that's our challenge coin from the Sarpy County Sheriff's Department.
Uh-huh.
Most departments come up with their own version of a challenge coin. The idea is you carry that around, and if one of the other officers says, hey, let me see your coin, if you don't have it, you have to buy him a cup of coffee.
Ah.
Or something else.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah. Or something else, okay.
And then the other coin is the coin that was made for the memorial out in Grand Island. We just talked about that. Russ Zeeb, actually a friend of mine who retired recently, had a lot to do with putting that together and getting mm-hmm. that coin done. And we've got a guy that actually makes those coins or designs them. He's fantastic.
So. Oh, this is beautiful. Yeah. Remember their lives. Honor their sacrifice.
Right.
Yeah. Very, very nice. So officially, we call it Police Officers Week, but technically that's not what this is called. It's called...
Or Peace Officers.
Peace Officers
because,
Week. Okay.
Yeah, that's all law enforcement.
Yeah. So. Well, these are beautiful. Beautiful coins. If someone wants one of these, how do you Can anybody get them, or are these just special when you somebody comes in to do a
They're usually just
on
special. Yeah, they're usually just special. If they contact our office, we may have some, and we do sell them, I think. So that's a possibility.
Yeah, too. These are, yeah, those are gorgeous. So you want these back?
Then. No, they're yours.
They're mine.
You own them.
Oh,
that's it.
Wow. So I have to have it with me. And if
that's it.
Peace officer asked me where my coin is. I don't have it. I have to buy him something then.
Something.
Okay. They're kind of heavy, so I'm going to have to cinch up my belt, you That's know, to keep my drawers on. It's a Boomer sit-in today with Sheriff Jeff Davis from Sarpy County. Boy, did a lot of people want him on for this hour, and it just worked out that this was Peace Officers Week. So a lot more great music to get to, and there's another very special thing happening in Sarpy County that those who have been around for quite a while will remember this. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the sit-in also. Let's take a look at
Boomer Traffic.
Thank you, Mr. Big Voice Guy. And we had a few things happening southbound 84th and Q. That was an earlier accident with injuries. And that is the last accident that we have reported so far. Traffic brought to you by Last Time Exteriors. You know, we live in hail country. Yeah. So people get new roofs all the time because of the hail, but you know, it doesn't have to be that way. LastTimeExteriors.com. Yeah, check them out. And the next time you need a roof, make it the last time.
Clean water is the essence of life, right? And now more than ever, we need to trust our water source for health and vitality to stay strong. Omaha's Water Store is just the solution we need. Come on over to the north side of 103rd and Fort and take home a gallon of clean, pure water for free. You'll notice the difference. Your skin, your energy, and your peace of mind. So many benefits to using Omaha's Water Store. You just have to try it today. Check out the specials on Facebook, Omaha's Water Store.
It's Boomer Radio and a Boomer sit-in today brought to you by Omaha's Water Store, just off 103rd and Fort, and it's National Peace Officers Day. And so very appropriate, we have a peace officer with us. It is Sheriff Jeff Davis from Sarpy County. Have been the sheriffs for 21 years and been in law enforcement for 48
and 40. Sheriff for 16.
Oh, sheriff for 16, okay. Law enforcement, though, for 48 years.
Yes, sir.
Wow. You grew up here. You grew up in Sarpy County.
I did. I grew up in Bellevue, Nebraska.
Yeah.
I live in Papillion right now, but I grew
right,
up in Bellevue.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. So you never didn't get far from home.
Nope.
You went to Gross High.
I did.
So let's talk about your high school years a little bit, and maybe even a little bit before. First record, first album, first 45, what did you have?
Yeah, you know, my two older brothers.
Oh, you had two older brothers.
Two older brothers.
Okay, well, yeah. That explains some things.
Yeah, one of them had a Beatles album. I think that was Jimmy. And then my brother Gary had a Dave Clark 5 album. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't have any albums, but no one could touch those albums unless they were gone. Then my mom would say, okay, you can play them, but don't scratch them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I did, yeah. And then a week later, you'd hear somebody said, who used my album and scratched? No, it wasn't me, but I remember those years. I mean, we passed that stuff down all the time, but
yeah.
It was the Beatles, Dave Clark 5, those kinds of things.
Yeah. Yeah, what did you play them on?
My mom and dad had a great big console.
Oh, what a player
like everybody else, yeah.
Like the yacht, like the Ark.
That's like the Ark,
yeah.
They're coming back, I think. They'll probably make a recovery here, so.
I'm afraid a lot of them have ended up as, or now, if they're even still around, they've been repurposed into other things.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like anchors, yeah. Stuff like that. So you never actually ever purchased a record?
Well, I did eventually. I think Simon and Garfunkel was one of the first albums that I probably purchased, that kind of thing. You know, in high school years, that they were big at that time, too. So it was Simon and Garfunkel, John Denver, Elton John.
Elton John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's play some Elton John.
That's great.
Yeah. What do you want to hear?
How about Saturday Night?
All right. Let's do it.
That's it.
It's a Boomer sit-in today with Sheriff Jeff Davis from Sarpy County, remembering his high school years in Elton John on the Boomer Radio Network.
Ah!
and John Saturday nights. All right, on the Boomer Radio Network, and a song selected by our Boomer sit-in today, Sheriff Jeff Davis, Sarpy County Sheriff, and your high school days at Omaha Gross High School, and you said you also liked Simon and Garfunkel, and you have John Denver on your list. We're not going to get to that, but John Denver, and
right.
Have you seen Elton John in concert?
I have seen Elton John one time in concert.
Okay,
I've been to. I'm not a concert person, but yeah. I've seen Gary Puckett in the Union Gap. People are probably going, who? Mm-hmm. The Grassroots. In fact, I saw the Grassroots at the Roof Garden over in Iowa. Mm-hmm. Nickel Beer.
That's a legendary place.
That's a legendary place.
Yeah. Where's that at in Iowa?
Jeez, it's just north of Ames. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, that's
okay. Okoboji.
Oh, okay.
Okoboji, the Roof Garden. It's not there anymore. But
yeah.
I think
yeah.
the Nickel Beer probably.
Somebody sent me a picture of themselves up there on that thing. But it looked like a raucous place to go.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so you saw the Grassroots there.
Saw the Grassroots, and then I saw, I saw the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, and Bob Seger at down at Arrowhead Stadium. Absolutely packed to the max. Mm. And I was with law enforcement friends, you know. And so you can imagine there's people passing. Marijuana. Oh, can you hand this to this person? We saw a bong floating around. And after a while, one of my buddies said, okay, that's it. He badged everybody and said, hey, we're the cops. Leave that alone. And like in 2 seconds, well, actually 30 seconds, nobody was sitting around us. We could put our feet up on the chairs in front. It was fantastic. Yeah. We should have done that way before.
Oh, yeah. That is great. You mentioned Gary Puckett. We want to play one of your favorite Gary Puckett songs. We'll get to that here in just a minute. I wanted to ask you, though, we're talking about high school. When did you get your first car? You were the second or the third of three boys. You had five in the family, but you're number three in the birth order with two older brothers.
Right in the middle. That's correct.
Okay. And so you probably got a hand-me-down car, or
no,
what did you get?
No, I bought a 63 four-door Ford Fairlane 3-speed on the column.
Oh.
I don't have it anymore, but... That was my first car. I bought it. My dad was good about that. If you got old enough to drive, you know, we also worked sometimes for him and locally, saved your money and you bought a car. Mm-hmm. And so all of them did, every one of them. So, but that was my first car.
What color was it?
It was turquoise, to be honest with you. Just an off blue. Yeah. It was ugly, but.
Uh-huh. They knew you were coming.
That's right.
Knew you were coming. Our Boomer sit-in today is with Sheriff Jeff Davis, Sheriff of Sarpy County, and this is Peace Officers Day. We're going to talk here. Let's do this on the other side of the break here. Something very special that's coming up in Sarpy County.
That's
and especially for longtime people will remember this very vividly. So we're going to get to that. We will do that in just a moment here. But first, let's take a look at Boomer traffic, please.
Boomer traffic.
To wake Mr. Big Voice guy up. He's kind of wandering around there. Traffic is brought to you by Country Auto in Blair. Yeah, you can shop anytime of day or night, wet, dry, no matter what's happening at CountryAutoBlair.com. Friendly hometown people. Yeah, you buy a car from them, you're going to say, I practically stole it. Oh, don't say that too loudly in front of the sheriff here. Practically, that's a key word, practically. Practically stole it from Country Auto on Highway 30 in Blair. Southbound 84th and Q. Accident there that in the cleanup stages. Have some debris in the roadway affecting westbound Dodge at about 65th Street. And if you could bring up the map for us, let's see what we have. Hopefully we don't have anything going on I-80 eastbound. No. Here we go again today. It's been every day this week. Not seeing an accident, but maybe it looks like possibly some construction. But what if there is something that's up right around 60th Street, you are backed up now all the way to the 680 interchange. We'll take a look at Boomer traffic again in a few minutes. We'll continue with our sit-in with Sheriff Jeff Davis next on the Boomer Radio Network. It's the Boomer Radio Network and a Boomer sit-in today with Sheriff Jeff Davis from Sarpy County. And this is Peace Officers Week. We talked about that a little bit earlier in the show and the memorial out in Grand Island. And just some very special things a part of this week. You have something else that's, for those who have been around for a while, especially since 1983, there is probably something that's long long overdue that's finally going to take place.
Yeah, I think so. And that's why I'm excited to be here, because a lot of your listeners will unfortunately remember this. It was a very trying time, not only in Sarpy County, but the Omaha metropolitan area. We lost two young boys in 1983. Danny Joerbley was delivering papers. He was abducted, basically tortured and murdered. And then a few months later, Christopher Paul Walden was walking to school on 48th Street, Pawnee Elementary School. He also was abducted, tortured, and murdered. And so in that time period, it's actually 111 days before the suspect was caught. There were over 150 law enforcement officers that were working that case.
Were you in law enforcement at that time?
Oh, I was.
You were, okay.
And this group of people, I mean, it was the boys that you think of first, and then their families and friends and loved ones. But even the law enforcement officers that were involved in that, I think to this day, there are still scars out there, and that's what happens. And I know that sometimes people think of justice and somebody's caught, and this individual was caught, but it wasn't over then. The families still, to this day, live in that. Yeah. And so the idea was, as I got older, my friends that retired, and unfortunately sometimes I went to a funeral or two, I realized part of that was leaving. And history is important, and we need to memorialize those boys. And then the most more important fact maybe is to remember victims, all victims of crime, and that it's not over for them. Even police officers know they have to go on to the next case, but there's still victims there. Just because a jury found somebody guilty, it doesn't fix it a lot of times, especially in a case like this. So we're looking for donations to build that memorial. You have a link now, I think, on your Facebook page. It's just been put on there. So if somebody wants to donate money, they can just tap on that link. It goes directly to the memorial fund, and all the money will be used to build the memorial and to help other victims of crime.
Is a location been selected?
Yeah, it's going to be in the courthouse itself. As you enter the courthouse,
they've got Sarpy County Courthouse.
That's correct. Yeah, and as you walk in, it'll be they've already hired an architect, and they've got a rendering of how it's going to look. It's really, really neat. It's really touching.
Yeah,
there'll be an interactive board there that they can use to get the story back, what happened in 1983 and how it affected. I remember Halloween didn't exist back then because no one would come out. And you were here, you remember. So,
You talk about the families, the effect on families. Are you in contact or know anything about the Eberle and the Walden families? How
I kept in contact, especially with the Waldens. In fact, I talked to Mr. Walden here just about 4 weeks ago. His wife did pass away 2 weeks before that from COVID. And the Eberles are still around. They've moved. Actually, one of Danny Joerbley's nieces works at the courthouse. She was not born yet when this happened. And I know she's asked me several times, what happened? Nobody talks about it. So there's still people out there that this really touched and hurt. And maybe this is some place to go for people to feel a little bit better.
Anyway. Yeah. Now, you've been in law enforcement. You said 48
years.
48 years. How do you do it? How do you do it? Because you talk about the families, the victims that you deal with, but how do you not just come up emotionally empty?
You do sometimes, but you lean on your family, and you lean on your law enforcement family, and they're keenly aware of, they go through the same things you do, and so you spend time with them talking about it. I know officers that have actually had to go out and get help. There's nothing wrong with that. You might imagine if they see this day in and day out, it wears on them for a while. And so we help each other out. But the biggest thing is probably family. Yeah, you go back to your family, and if they're understanding, of course, mine really is. And most families will, you know.
But isn't the divorce rate really high?
It is.
Divorce rate law enforcement?
High. Yeah. And
because
the suicide rate is almost double in law enforcement. It's out there. And so we strongly urge people to watch their partners, talk to each other. If you think somebody's having difficulty, you know, you got to say something.
Right.
We have chaplains that work for us that are fantastic, and they watch out for that also, and they're kind of the go-to people if you have an issue. So
Boomer, sit in today with Sarpy County Sheriff Jeff Davis, and this is National Peace Officers Week, so very, very timely that he is here with us today. you know, I just can't help but think about when you mention, you know, the victims. That's one component of it. And then those who were there, who are dealing with the initial, you know, crime or traffic accident. I mean, you look at those situations.
Same thing.
And then the notifications that have to go on.
Correct.
I mean, that's, I just can't imagine.
That's a very difficult thing. Our people do that on a regular basis. And, you know, imagine going to somebody's door at 1 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning, knocking on the door and giving them the news that their son was just involved in a traffic accident. I actually speak to some high schools about that and walk them through that almost virtually of how that takes place. And I have them put themselves as the person that we're notifying their parents. And it's very emotional for a lot of them. I think they realize for the first time, oh my gosh, if that was my mom and dad, what would happen? You know, mm-hmm. and it's too late when that happens. So,
do you think it affects the kids? Do some of them actually just stop before they go do something? You know, that's like, oop, this might not turn out well because Sheriff Davis was here and he said this, and I don't want my parents to go through that. So they change their behavior or go a different way.
I'd like to think they do. If it's just one, mm-hmm. that's great.
Yeah,
I know it has an effect on them at the time, and so it makes them think. And we encourage them, you know, call somebody, get a ride, mm-hmm. don't drink and drive. It's basically what it comes down to.
Well, this is hours flying by here. We must play another song. We must get another song in here before we take a break. And I'm just looking at your song list. Don McLean, American Pie, is going to be a little bit too long for us here, Sheriff. Like, we're not going to get that one in. But you have a number of songs within this category of songs that have been followed by more than one generation. And it's interesting because the story you tell about.
Well, I remember, I'll start from with me. I would borrow my parents' car before I had my own car, and I'm sure when my dad and mom got in it, they'd turn on the radio and say, what is that, you know?
Yeah, what is that song?
So
yeah.
that happened to me, you know? My kids will get in my car, and I turn it on, it's like, even today, the song, I'm like, that can't be music, you know? But the interesting thing is I think all three of my boys probably have American Pie on Bluetooth and can sing it word for word. And so it brought up the question for me, what other songs are generationally out there that have gone from one generation to another? I gave some examples of what I think maybe. The Piano Man, Billy Joel, Long Cool Woman in a Red Dress, The Hollies, and, of course, Freebird from Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah. Actually, the dress is black.
Yeah, that's right.
Multi-generational songs, though, you know? And that's really what Boomer Radio is all about.
That's it.
Doesn't matter the year you were born. That's what we like to say. Boomer sit-in today with Sheriff Jeff Davis from Sarpy County. It's the Hollies on the Boomer Radio Network. Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. One of those multi-generational songs that Sheriff Jeff Davis was thinking about. Songs. Because your boys, you said your boys like...
They can...
Like some of this. Of course, some of the music they listen to you don't recognize, but yeah, that's true. That happens with...
If it's music.
If it's music, it's debatable, isn't it?
That's right.
It is debatable. You mentioned you have three boys.
Yes.
Yeah. How old are they?
One's 29, one's 26, and one's 22.
And many of them married?
No, none of them are married.
Not yet.
I don't have grandkids yet. So
you got
to
get
listening. Get to work. You have nine. You said I can borrow one. I think.
Well, I don't know. I think Nana might not want to let one of them go. I don't know. But and then your wife's name is
Mary Beth,
and she must be an angel.
She is
put up with you in law enforcement all these years. How long have you guys been married?
We have been married for 32 years.
Where'd you meet her?
Actually, she worked for a place called Troutman and Associates. He's a local guy here in town that was doing work for law enforcement agencies, and she did some work for mine at the time, and I was the union president, so that's how we met.
And did you date very long, or did you just meet her and then marry her?
No, we did. It was seems like it was probably about a year and a half, 2 years.
Did you talk to her dad?
I did. He passed shortly after we met, but I talked to him quite frequently.
Yeah. I mean, you talked to him about, can I take your daughter's hand?
Oh, I did. I asked him.
You did the old-fashioned thing?
Oh, yeah.
When you proposed to your wife, did you kneel?
No, I don't think I did, but I knelt when I talked to him. he had to think about it a little bit, too.
So. Oh, no. Did he really?
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouch. Yeah, well, I tell you, son, I'll think about it and let you know. How long did he think?
No, he was good. He was
okay.
Right. Wes was his name. He was a great man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, we're down to the last few songs here. So maybe we'll try to squeeze in one more. There's a couple more questions I want to ask you about. And one of the things, because we're just getting ready to go into a check of traffic, it's about, man, what are you seeing in law enforcement of traffic and what is going on out there? But we'll get to that here in just a minute. It's a Boomer sit-in today, and it is brought to you by Omaha's Water Store. It's a Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network, and it's with Sarpy County Sheriff Jeff Davis. This is National Peace Officers Week, so I really appreciate you taking the time to come in and sit in with us.
I'm glad you had me here. I loved it.
You said one of your first concerts you went to was Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
That's correct.
And where was that at? Where was the concert?
I think it was Club 84 or Club 64 here in Omaha, and then I also saw him in Reno, Nevada.
Okay. And you picked a song here that is one that a lot of people maybe aren't aware of from Gary Puckett, or one that's not, it wasn't a big hit for them.
That's correct. But it has a lot of meaning, I think, and especially if you're your crowd here, somebody knew somebody or they went to Vietnam, for example, or even those that went to Afghanistan or Iraq, this might be something that brings home exactly how they felt when they went there, and that's why I like it.
Okay. It's called Home. It's Gary Puckett of the Union Gap. It's a Boomer sit-in today with Sarpy County Sheriff Jeff Davis on the Boomer Radio Network.
And every night they lie awake. And
And every day some young man dies. And in the night some young
touching song. That's Gary Puckett, the Union Gap and Home on the Boomer Radio Network. Boomer sit-in Sheriff Jeff Davis from Sarpy County picked that one out. Gary Puckett, one of your first concerts you went to that you liked, and you especially liked that song.
Absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful. Just beautiful song. I wanted to ask you about traffic. Because, you know, we went through the period, with COVID where there wasn't a lot of traffic, and now it's back again. But is it just me, or is it getting crazier?
It's getting crazier. And if you mentioned you drove through Sarpy County recently, and you can tell it's just exploding. And so there's more cars all the time. And you're in that time of the year where more people are driving. It scares me because motorcycles are back out now, and I don't think people look for motorcycles. And so we routinely have a couple of those accidents.
Well, and you mentioned the State Patrol.
Right. This morning, I was at a meeting with the State Patrol, and they were talking about how many more people, and we've seen this too, but how many people are actually speeding excessively in excess of 100 miles an hour, 110 miles an hour. They're seeing that routinely, so to speak.
And
so,
that used to be the exception.
That's absolutely correct. It's a routine, so to speak. So it's just we have more traffic, and they're not paying attention in some cases. And obviously, people, you drive by them, and they're on the phone, or they're texting, and distracted driving is a big thing. So,
What are some of the big changes you've seen in your 48 years in the law enforcement?
Technology, and it's brought us full circle to some extent. I mean, we were the first department in the state that had computers in our cruisers. If you put me in a cruiser right now, I wouldn't know what to do. I couldn't operate it. There's an office of equipment in there. In fact, most of the equipment is probably worth more than a car itself now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is for their own safety. But you've got to be a wizard, really, to get in a cruiser and operate that correctly and know all the things that those police officers, they're...
Okay. That distracted driving?
Yeah, that's great.
that brings me to that.
They've got to do that at the same time, so...
Wow. I just want you to know how appreciative most of us are. I can say for this audience, we all are of law enforcement.
You know, I know that. We talked about that. And I tell my people all the time to realize that you're hearing the minority of people when they talk about, not respecting police officers. Majority of the people, overwhelming majority, like the job that you're doing. They've got your back. And this was the week that probably a lot of that comes out, and they really get it. So
yeah, National Peace Officers Week. And we appreciate you taking time.
Oh, I'd love to be here. It was great.
Out of your busy day to come and be a part of this. It's Sarpy County Sheriff Jeff Davis. Down to the very last song.
I'll tell you about this song.
He's a real guy. He's been a sheriff, law enforcement, 48 years.
Barry Manilow.
And a Barry Manilow song.
I told you, I go from Barry Manilow to Lynyrd Skynyrd. But the reason I like this song is it has a lot to do with what you do every day. Music is a unilateral language for everybody. I mean, you can have two polar opposites up on the stage duking it out politically, and unbeknownst to them, they get out, get in their car, turn a music on, and they both like the song. They sing it from one end to the other.
Unifier.
So it's something we have in common that we don't even know in some cases. And this song talks about music and what it means to other people.
I write the songs. Barry Manilow.
That's it.
Sarpy County Sheriff Jeff Davis, thank you for coming in today.
Hey, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it. Look forward to it.
And as we say, keep booming, my friend.
Keep booming, my friend. We'll do that.
And I write the song.